The first reading, a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred for the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one. I have called you by name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The word of the Lord. The second reading, the beginning of the first letter to St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance and hope of the Lord Jesus Christ before our God the Father, knowing, brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much conviction. The word of the Lord.
Set their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You're not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." And they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "And whose image is on this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." And at that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Blessed.
You can always tell what I'm going to preach on Sunday if you go to my Twitter or Facebook, and whatever scripture verse I usually quote, that's what you're going to get. And so today the quote was from on Twitter, was the last line of the gospel where God says to us, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." And what belongs to God? Everything. So, any questions? So, it's very simple. But today, you know, this last week I have got all kinds of things about the election. And Father, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and you got to say this, and you got to say this. Now, any of you who know me know I could care less what you think. I could care less. Just because you tell me to preach on something ain't going to make me jump through no hoops. Those of you who send me emails and send me what other priests say, and you should say this, Father. You can shut up and mind your own business. I have to deal with one person. Who's that? God. I got to stand before Almighty God and give him an account of every word that comes out of my mouth. And we know that's going to be problematic on Judgment Day. But the reality is, when I preach, I go to God and I say, "What do you want me to say?" And then I say it. And I don't care what anybody thinks, as has been noticed these last 31 years. But the reality is, we must speak the truth, but speak it in love. Huh? And so when we deal with this, let's keep in mind before we do anything what God says here to us in the second reading. He says, "Brothers and sisters," anybody know what the next line is? "Loved by God." So we got to remember that every time we ever speak truth, we must always speak it and love the people we're talking to. So we can never demonize people that disagree with us, because when we do, we're disobeying God. And we are spitting in God's eternal face, because we speak the truth without the love of Him who is love. So if you and I never want to spit in God's face every time we talk, we got to make sure that everything I say is said in love. And everything that I say is I say to love people more. And to do everything I do is because of love. Now, when it comes to the election, no matter what I say to any of you, it's going to not change your mind, now is it? Nobody has come to church here today or watched this Mass to find out Father talk about politics, correct? Correct. You come to Mass to worship Almighty God. And you come to Mass to know what God wants you to do. So I am never going to teach you and tell you who you got to vote for or you cannot vote for. That's not my job. My job, though, is to teach you what God wants of us. And because what happens is when me or a bishop or a priest say, this is the way you must vote, then we treat you as children and we say you have no say. God gave you and I free will, did He not? We have enough free will that we can go to hell for all eternity, correct? Because God made us free. And if God doesn't tell us what to do or make us do anything, we can't do it all either, right? But so when it comes to whatever, we got to remember the basic premises that everything I do is for love. Now, we are a very pro-life parish, correct? We have been pro-life since I've been here for the last 19 years. We started Perpetual Adoration because, for one, the holiness of my people, and two, to close the damn abortion clinic, remember? And I think the abortion clinic closed, like in 6 months, but that's all beside the point. We sit there, and if you ever want a strong homily on it, you just put Father Larry Richards in Google and enough, and you're going to hear it. We always protect children because they're the most defenseless. It's the most important thing we do as a church, as a society, protect those. And we must do everything in our power to protect people. But often, what happens is the most pro-life people are the most anti-life in speech. Right? You ever meet them? You'll go to hell forever. And they're always filled with anger instead of filled with love. No one is ever going to listen to us if that's the way we are. We must be pro-life in all things, including our speech. That means we don't kill people by detraction. We don't kill people by our gossip. We don't put people down. Correct? No one believes that, though, here. It doesn't sound like it. Because you want to be able to put people down if they don't agree with you. But then again, you spit in God's almighty face, because He says, you must love your enemies. Loving your enemies is not detraction, is not gossip. It's loving them. And what does that mean? You give up your life for them. That's what it means. And so, what you got to do is, I ain't going to be able to tell you one way or the other. This is what I can tell you. If you all are followers of Jesus, are you followers of Jesus? Yes, that's really good. I'm glad you came to church today then. Well, this is the opening prayer that we all said, correct? Almighty ever-living God, or I said it for you, grant that we may always conform our will to yours. So, again, what holiness is when God's will and our will become one. So what you and I must do is, everybody's already made up their minds about who they're going to vote for, and that's the sin. Because you've made up your mind without asking God. You must pray about what you will do with this election. And then, as our Blessed Mother says, do whatever He tells you. And so, if you go and you vote this year without asking God first, you're in sin. Because you did something your way instead of God's way. And that's in everything you do, not just in voting. If anything you do it your way instead of God's way, that would be sinful. So what you must do is you must go to God and you must ask Almighty God, God, since I exist to please you, what do you want me to do? And I'll do it because I am your slave. I am your servant. I seek to do your will more than I seek to take my next breath. That's what you must do for everything. And what we do because of love. When we stand up for babies, it's because we love them. But we're not only that, right? Because Jesus Christ, as we've talked about just in the last couple weeks, when we stand before God on judgment, God will judge us on how we have failed to take care of the poor also, right? The only time Jesus says who goes to heaven and hell is get out of my sight, you condemned, to the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels because I was hungry and he gave me no food. So we got to be life for all other thing reality because we love all people. We love Democrats, we love Republicans, we love independents, we love everybody on the earth, is that correct? Then that's the way we vote. Because we love God first. And so, we go and we gotta spend at least an hour of prayer on this. Father, I hate you, I know. But this is a very important decision you're gonna make. So you ask God, Jesus, what do you want me to do? And then do it. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand now and let us give to God, or let's proclaim our faith first of all.